Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of January 2019. Supreme Court is permitted withdrawal of corporate insolvency resolution process, CIRP, even after resolution professional issued invitation for expression of interest from resolution applicants to submit resolution plans under Regulation 36A of CIRP Regulations, 2016. Supreme Court has observed that a casual act of possession does not have the effect of interrupting the possession of the rightful owner. Supreme Court has held that a secured creditor can file a winding up petition after obtaining a decree from the Debts Recovery Tribunal, DRT, and a recovery certificate based thereon. Madras High Court has dismissed a petition challenging the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India's TRAI, March 2017 regulations and tariff order relating to fixation of charges for free and pay television channels. Supreme Court has upheld a Calcutta High Court judgment which held that wife is entitled to claim residence in shared household only when she could establish domestic violence. Supreme Court has asked the centre as to why only retired or sitting bureaucrats were being shortlisted by the Search Committee for appointment as Information Commissioners. Delhi High Court has slammed Haryana government for reneging on its commitment to ensure clean water flow in the Yamuna for Delhi, and demanded an explanation from the state. Delhi High Court has said that South Delhi Municipal Corporation cannot abdicate or shift its responsibility to trap and translocate monkeys from the city. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has rejected the settlement offer by SR Steel's promoters, the Roya family, paving the way for the acceptance of ArcelorMittal's bid for the takeover of debt-laden company. Bombay High Court has directed Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation Limited, MMRCL, to hire or buy equipment to scientifically transplant and also observe that trees are as vital to the city as the metro project. Madras High Court has directed state government to file a status report on implementation of directions from the Supreme Court in 2006 on keeping the police force independent and free from political interference by ensuring fixed tenures for officers. Madras High Court has extended permission given for online sale of pharmaceuticals till the 20th of March. Madras High Court has pulled up protesting government teachers who are on indefinite strike along with other government employees and also said that being in a noble profession they must not barge onto roads to stage agitations like labourers. Gujarat High Court has quashed rape charges levelled by a woman against her ex-husband who allegedly cohabited with her even after the dissolution of their marriage by keeping her in dock about their divorce. Guwahati High Court has quashed the order of the Mizoram government declaring dry days from the 15th of January 2019 to the 15th of March 2019. National Company Law Tribunal has directed Police Commissioner, Ahmedabad to provide police assistance to a resolution professional who complained about ex-director of the corporate debtor abusing her and creating hindrance in corporate insolvency resolution process. Kerala High Court has held that a compact disc, CD, is admissible in evidence in proceedings in family court even without certification under subsection 4 of section 65B of the Indian Evidence Act,